Now, I'm delighted to welcome my next guest who've joined me in studio. Mary O'Brien Brown is from Phoenix, is no stranger. She's no danger or no stranger to the programme. Welcome again,
Good
Mary.
Hi, thank you.
Good to meet
Good afternoon.
You. And delighted to welcome Finbar O'Connell as well, who joins us in studio. And are you a native of Phoenix too, Finbar?
No, Tralee, actually.
You're a Tralee man. Yeah. Are you living in Phoenix?
Living in the spa.
Living in the spa. Okay. Well, the reason Finbar and Mary are here is they're both involved with the Phoenix RNLI. Mary is the press officer and Finbar is a volunteer coxswain since 1994. And they're here to talk to us about the open day for the lifeboat. Mary, how long have you been involved, first of all?
Only a few months, Deirdre. I suppose the project in Phoenix, the platform, I've had to deal with the RNLI the last 18 months to get permission to use the boats to on the map. So I kind of got in that way. Everyone presumes I got in because of being a native of Phoenix or being, you know, being a fisher and boat tours, but I got in through the project. So I'm with the lifeboat just under 6 months.
So you're having an open day?
We sure are.
And when is it and what's the idea behind it?
So the open day is this Sunday from 1 to 5pm on Phoenix Pier. So the lifeboat station is there to the left opposite the marina and all the activities will be on there. We have marquees coming, we have a wagon and the crew will be cooking for everyone. They're cooking a barbecue. So there'll also be the two boats, the open days with those as well. There'll be a pop, shop for the RNLI and there is Deirdre Lade, who's a local Tralee and she's reading her debut novel, Shipwreck. We also have a puppet show, face painting, and we have a large raffle given. We have over 30 prizes at the moment from local businesses. So it's a family-free one-day action-packed.
Is this something you do annually?
It's an annual day, yes. But I suppose this year it's very much accessible and inclusive for everyone. We also have Catherine White coming from town and she's going to interpret for our deaf community also. So they'll get their own tours of the lifeboat, you know, and the lighthouse itself also. So action packed, yeah.
And we the hope. Lighthouse as well?
No, the lifeboat, the two lifeboats. So we have the dinghy. No, the dinghy and the inshore boat and the all-weather boat. There'll be tours of those. So you get to meet the crew and you get to go inside the boats and witness what the crew do, you know. So pretty exciting.
Okay, absolutely. And a great thing to bring kids to as well.
Yeah, it's great. Yeah, it's great fun. Yeah, it's great fun.
Let's come to Finbar. And Finbar, you're involved since 1994.
Yeah.
What got you involved in originally?
I was always into boating and pleasure boating mainly. But I always liked the sea and basically I joined in 94, not as coxswain initially, but I joined as crew and I'm coxswain with the last 14 or 15
years. What's a coxswain for someone like me who isn't a clue?
Coxswain is in charge of the boat going
okay.
to sea. Yeah. So there's six crew on the boat. So basically the coxswain is in charge, yeah.
Okay. And what prompted you to get involved?
I had a passion, as I say always, with the sea. So any boat, no matter what it is, I would have a passion to get out on the water.
Yeah.
So it was an ideal opportunity and it's a great learning curve for any young person to if they have a passion for the sea or for saving lives, it's a great way of initiating that.
Yeah. I'll just bring you into the microphone a small little bit. And I know that there aren't lifeboats everywhere around the country, so Phoenix is kind of special, isn't it? Why did they pick Phoenix?
Well, Phoenix, and you have Valentia and you have Kilrush, so we're in between.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so we cover from the Blasket Island, Blasket Sound up to Loophead.
Mm-hmm. And is it all volunteers that operate it?
It is, yeah.
Okay.
Bar the mechanic.
Okay.
Yeah,
so you're always, well, I know you're not always on duty, but there's always somebody
there would be
on standby.
There'd be roughly 30 in the crew altogether. So on any one shout, six crew go out. Coxswain, navigator, mechanic and three crew.
Okay. And do you get many call-outs? I know it's hard. It's probably
it's
varies.
Hard, really. It ranges from, I suppose, 15 to 20 a year to about 40. Yeah.
It could be as many as 40.
Could be, yeah.
Is the summer busier than the winter?
It is, usually, yeah. But a lot of the boats going to sea now, a lot of them have good equipment. So it mightn't have been as busy as it was other years.
Okay, so is it mostly Finbar other boats you go to the rescue of, or
boats
could it be swimmers?
It could be swimmers as well, yeah. Anybody in difficulty in the water.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And, like, would there be any standout memory of any rescue you were involved in? I know that's probably a tough question.
No, there was a lot of different ones, really, of boats sinking and of swimmers nearly drowning. So I can't pick out one in particular, but look, they're all important. If you save a life, every one of them is as important as the next.
Absolutely.
If you save a life, yeah.
Yeah. And, you know, it's tough sometimes, I'd say. Tragedies.
Tragedies, it can be, yeah. And it's tough on a bed shout, on a bed night, yeah, make no mistake. But the training is excellent that the RNLI give us.
Okay.
So, yeah.
So what happens when you sign up? You're put under a training programme and all that?
Training programme. It's roughly a 12-month probationary period. And maybe after 6 months or that, you do different tier levels to get on the crew, and then you can go afloat. Yeah.
And so, like, do you have, like, a pager?
You have a pager, yeah.
Okay. Yeah. And you could be doing anything?
You could be doing anything, yeah. And basically, it's usually the first six who arrive at the station. But then if it's a very bad or a tough shout, it is up to the coxswain to pick the crew.
Okay.
So he picks, like, if 12 showed up, he'd pick whoever he wants for the first six, yeah.
Okay. So that's you? You get the call on that?
Yeah, that's if it's a bad shout or that, yeah.
Yeah, okay. It's wonderful work, really, in fairness. And the fact that you're doing it voluntarily is phenomenal. I think we kind of take for granted people like the crew of the lifeboat and other rescue services. Mm-hmm. They're always there if we need them, but we forget they're volunteers too. Yeah. And how much of personal sacrifice of your own time you're giving up as well. Mary, coming back to you. So the purpose of the Open Day, is with a view to getting more volunteers?
The purpose, I suppose, is to, you know, open the doors of Phoenix Lifeboat Station and let people see where their donations go to. Let them see both boats, let them see the crew. You know, the training alone costs a significant amount of money to run the station. So the Open Day is a kind of a give back day to family and friends. And yes, crew are always needed. You know, it's great to see a lifeboat station in Phoenix since 1879 was our first station. So it's there a long time, you know, and it's true people like Finbar and like some of the crew. I mean, we're so proud of them because they're training all winter. Like Finbar says, it's not a year or two, it's a significant amount of time goes in. They're training online in the winter, they're training at sea. You know, we're blessed to have the likes of Finbar when they go out, because Finbar is giving his experience to them and they're learning, you know, because Phoenix is a very busy water port, you know, paddleboarders, swimmers, kayakers. So we're privileged really to have Phoenix Lifeboat, really are.
Yeah, it's so important to respect the sea, Finbar, isn't it?
We
can't
take
it for granted, and there's currents and there's high tides and everything.
Yeah.
Would you recommend being a volunteer?
Definitely would, if you have a passion for the sea,
Or
for life-saving, you know.
Mm-hmm.
It's definitely, the training is second to none.
Yeah.
So if you have a passion, I'd say go for it, yeah.
Go for it. And do you have many, I presume you have volunteers of men and women, ages?
All ages, yeah.
And would you need to be a good swimmer?
Not necessarily, no.
Yeah.
No.
Okay.
You won't be allowed out without a life jacket on you anyway, so.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. So Mary, everyone is invited to come along on Sunday.
They are, and there's lots happening. So I suppose we have John Edwards coming and he'll give a display with the lifeguards as well. You know, we've had a big Float to Live campaign with the RNLI boat in England and Ireland. So that's been a huge success and all this. And also there's a helicopter experience. Finbar also speak about that. That's a highlight for many people and quite emotional for some people, especially in the village, if they've ever had family affected by tragedies at sea. The helicopter moment is an emotional one, but Finbar will explain all about that now.
Do tell us.
We have a helicopter exercise roughly about 3:30 on Sunday, and now that's provided that they don't get a call to some other event somewhere, but they'll be doing a lift from the lifeboat, so it's a nice spectator event to watch as well, yeah. Now provided the wind comes from the right direction, they can literally pass the end of the pier. So hopefully on Sunday the weather will be right and we'll be able to showcase that.
Is it a Sikorsky or one of those?
It's not. The Sikorsky was the older one. It's a new helicopter.
A new helicopter.
The Coast Guard have got, yeah.
Okay. Are people by and large very good to support, to give financial donations ones for the lifeboat. They are.
Yeah.
We can't get over the support this year. We've been to Brandon Regatta and the crew have been openly welcomed, and you know, they give loads of donations. Ballydavid also, Emma Harries and Casa Gregory Festival. We can't get over the support there from all coastal communities, you know, on the Wild Atlantic Way with the lifeboat.
Okay, very good. Well, it's brilliant. Well, listen, so tell everybody, come along on Sunday.
Yeah. And so much gratitude for all the businesses that have given raffle prizes. You know, we can't overlook that either. So many people are actually making this happen, you know, from businesses to the crew. And it's actually a cruise day, so the crew are going to be doing everything. You know, the crew will be opening up the doors, they'll be cooking, they're cleaning. It's a busy spot at the moment now, at the minute. So preparations are well underway. So hopefully the weather gods will be kind to us and the wind will be going the right direction and everyone will have a great day.
Yeah.
But everyone's welcome.
I'm sure they will. Well, listen, well done. Continued success, Finbar.
And thank you.
Thanks to people like you, we're all safer when we go into the sea.
Excellent.
So we really do appreciate it. And thank you, Mary, for highlighting this. And I know you'll have a great day on Sunday.
Please, God, touch wood.
Hopefully the weather will be good for it.
Yeah.
Thanks again, Finbar O'Connell and Mary O'Brien Brown from the Fianna RNLI. Head along to that open day on Sunday. We'll take a break.